Right, here we go. It is PJ and James After Show Show. PJ has just pressed... He has just pressed the official visual button.
We're on, Jim. We're on.
For those of you who would like to watch this as well as listen to the drivel, you like to see what it looks like when two people drivel that much.
Look at Mike out there. Look at Magic Mike out there scoffing a bag of chicken pieces.
Oh, unbelievable.
Or sausages.
Jay, sausages.
Sausages. Oh,
now we have literally just come back from getting ourselves coffee and he's out there.
Scoffing
sausages. Where did the come from?
Oh, look at him lying with himself. Like
he did a sly one.
Two sausages.
He did a slide.
Oh.
Goes for coffee with us.
Sniggledy sausage.
Then when we're
snake.
Safely ensconced in the studio, he nips out and gets himself a couple
of
sausages.
Thank God this is the podcast where we can call him a fucking bastard. I have the nerve to go and get something nice for himself.
How very dare he. And I'm starving as well.
Getting something nice for himself.
Speaking about being starving, I think I might be coming down with something.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't feel fantastic.
Well,
I didn't sleep well last
rubbing
night.
Off me like you always do, okay? I don't want you coming over here giving me the rubs.
You know that thing at the back of your throat?
Yeah.
I had sort of, the mucusy thing.
It's disgusting, isn't it? There's nothing worse than feeling it coming on.
I hate that.
Like, it's
I feel proper ropey now.
Being actual sick. You're all right. Oh, fucking nearly there. Be gone in a bit. But the falling, the tumbling into sickness is a terrible thing. Because you don't know how bad it's going to get. And you're in denial at the start. You know, I'm just a bit tired. It'll be grand. I'll shake it off now when I have something to eat. Doesn't work.
Right, there's my trousers cap. I'd say that's just because I was singing in 1989 and it's catching up on me now.
And then the nose fills up and you're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus. And you start feeling the fatigue.
Will I, won't I? Yeah. Have you ever done one of those, they had, for a while, they were all into the... these prevention things, like at the if you feel something coming on, you squirt this up your nose.
Yeah, squirt this up your hole immediately. It will cleanse out everything from your brain down. You're like, right, I gotta get somewhere that bum squirt.
I'd love to know, does that ever work?
I don't know.
Mind you, as a bloke, it's a complete waste of time, because as a bloke, as you know, you've summed it up there.
Yeah.
You lie there wondering, God, I wonder, is that going to become a cold? Is that a cold I'm getting?
Yeah.
I wonder what you could do about that.
Cheers,
you probably can't do anything. Although hopefully it won't happen.
Yeah, do you think I'm sick?
Yeah, of course you're sick. How do you know? Because you can't move.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought there was
stuff pouring out of you.
A bit tired.
Your leg is falling off. Yeah, I know, yeah. It's true. It's gas the way lads just have this sort of... It's like we don't see the real world at all. Here's a good example, right?
Yeah.
Dreams. We were talking to Magic Mike again, right? Not to ridicule the man too much on the podcast today.
Ah, fuck it, he
but
deserves.
We were talking about,
is that getting two sausages for himself and leaving us hanging here?
Snivelling. Ate it through a window. Like, that's like eating a banana in front of the chimps in the zoo. It's just pure cruelty.
That's pretty much what he was doing,
isn't
actually.
Isn't it, yeah?
Yeah. And what's more, he popped the last bit into his mouth there. See that?
Yeah,
with the joy. And did the old...
Hands dusted
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah. It's all gone now, lads.
That'll do, pigs. That'll do. But he was telling us about, because we got this free bottle of whiskey each here yesterday in fairness, which is very nice. Friend of Mike's, he's getting into the whiskey business.
Yeah.
Looking for a bit of radio.
Natter Jack. It's got
whiskey.
A big frog on it.
Big frog, yeah.
Yeah.
Which might actually, if you lick a toad, it's sort of supposed to send you on some sort of trip.
Is that what the reference is?
I don't know. But considering what the story we're going to tell, maybe it might have some reference, because Mike was saying, I had mad dreams of it, and so did me missus. And her dream was so horrendously realistic. I don't even want to go into details, but it's about dead people on a beach.
Yeah.
Horrible stuff. Yeah. She goes, John, I was
something that you'd see in a sort of like a really sad movie kind of thing.
I had this image I couldn't get out of my head, trying to sleep, this dead person on the beach. And he goes, yeah, same here. I had this mad dream that spider bees were attacking the house. Spider bees!
Yes,
like what?
That's
how
true,
how
folks.
How far from reality can a person get? And he was there. He's going on about it being a nightmare. Like, this is your missus having like.
And they're in men v women.
Yeah,
she was dreaming of real life horrors.
Yeah, she wakes up
to the real people,
and she needs to be reassured that it wasn't real.
Yeah,
that's
how
real.
So visceral and so
vivid.
And he wakes up. Oh,
don't be talking.
Spider bees.
they were yellow and black. With wings, and they were attacking the house. And at one stage, he was talking about planes and helicopters. I was there, your spider bees had helicopters, and they were flying around the house trying to get you.
I'll tell you something. I haven't tasted that whiskey yet.
No.
But now I'm scared.
I'm sort of half looking forward to it, but I'm going to do it in company. I'm actually I'm working out the GP, and just when he goes, what are you doing here? I'm just going to have a shot of this, right?
If anything goes wrong.
I'll be in the waiting room, right? I'm going to check in with me between patients.
Yeah. If I start shouting, get that big spider bee off me, something's happening.
You know something's after going wrong. It's basically, this whiskey is as powerful as licking the arse off a toad.
Do you dream much?
I do, yeah.
Do
I do.
You?
I have lots of dreams. But most of the time, to be honest with you, my dreams are shit.
Yeah. Right?
So I've gone out with women and they've always been, I had this dream. And you know the way women, I get angry with you over a dream? Yeah, I'm not fucking even talking to you. Why?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You,
so, you, oh, yeah,
I said
absolutely.
I was asleep for 8 hours last night. Do you know what you were doing? Hoovering around yourself. You're like, but I was, that was your imagination. I don't care what it was. It was you.
It was your fault still.
And then she goes, what do you dream about? And she used to get really upset. Because the last dream I remember telling someone was, yeah, I woke up and, this is a genuine dream, right? I was walking down Dunleary with an ice cream.
Right. We're straight away, we're into fucking Spider Bee territory here. This is not good. Anyway.
Oh, no, I wish it did go that way. I met Collie from the lifeboat.
Oh, so there was real life people in
there? Yeah. And he goes, you got an ice cream? And I said, I did. And he said, how much was that? And I told him the price of it. That was the dream.
You know, as anecdotes go, that's not one of your best.
I know. This was the point. And she'd be, I had this dream and me dad was back from the dead and all.
Yeah, and then
there was this dinosaur and, what you know, it was all this stuff. And I was like, oh, wow. I said, what did you dream about? Well, you know,
the fellow I walk with.
I was in the spa, right? This is another dream. Genuinely. And I remember going to the fridge to get a Coke.
How do you remember these?
I don't know. I remember going to the fridge to get a Coke, right?
Yeah.
And then this orange bottle caught my eye. And I thought, fuck me, I haven't had a Fanta in ages.
I keep waiting for this. I keep waiting for there to be another line. And there's no line coming.
No, that was it.
That was the punchline. I haven't had a Fanta in ages.
Yeah, and I had another dream.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I can't wait.
I was in my...
Jesus Christ, I'm fucking on tenterhooks here.
I was in my ma's house.
Right.
And I thought my ma always has bread. I don't need bread. And I'd love a bit of toast. You know when you have those dreams and you can actually smell the toast now? And I went downstairs and she only had wholemeal bread. And I thought, I'm not used to that.
What? There's nothing that fucking follows it.
Well, I don't
know. Did you make the toast even?
No, I went somewhere else. I went into something else. This is it. I know. I don't really.
I'll tell you something. I now, more than ever, I want one of those dream analysts to come in. I'd pay any money to see a dream analyst sitting down in front of PJ and go, now, look, don't be in any way embarrassed or frightened or anything. I've heard all sorts in my years. So just tell me about your dream and we'll work through it slowly, part by part. Right, well, I went down to make toast and there was only wholemeal bread. And I thought, I'm not used to that.
Yeah. What struck me about that dream was, it wasn't that I didn't like it or anything. I wasn't used to it. Something in the language, isn't there? And I had
you
this other
used
dream,
to
right?
It.
I had this nightmare, right? Now,
so
this
what
is...
does wholemeal bread represent? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe it's abandonment issues. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? You know?
Yeah, I always wanted to have white flour, but
yeah,
I felt like an outsider as a child.
And here's, you know what? Actually, this is really bad.
Oh,
now,
my God.
But this is literally the scariest nightmare I have ever had, right? And I can't, for the life of me, tell you why it was so scary. But I woke up with, like, I thought it was after wetting the bed with sweat. I was such in a panic, in an absolute heart going, proper panic attack, right?
Yeah.
So me and my friend, Gavin Hoffman, right? We were in a car and we were driving around, right? And I was looking out the window and there's a nice view and all that. And I turned around to him and I said, so where are we going anyway? And he turned around to me and went, I thought you were driving. And I woke up.
Well, at least
freaked.
At least that has a bit of drama in it.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's better than the wholemeal bread.
Well, in fairness, if I...
Or I haven't had a Fanta in a while.
Or telling Collie the price of the ice cream, which for some reason was £2.50. Quite expensive in that.
It was,
that was bordering on the nightmare itself, wasn't it?
Oh, man. I see. Yeah. I tend to only ever remember dreams that are unpleasant.
Yeah.
Not horrible unpleasant, not death and destruction and whatever, but are somehow, you know...
Yeah, scary
they're not enjoyable experiences.
I'd say Jim's nightmares are basically him just going into a shop and ordering something and you know the way he asks for something and they say, we don't have that. And he goes, yeah, of course. Stupid, typical of me, isn't it? Asking for the one thing you believe and don't have. I swear to God, I do that all the time.
I take the blame
and
for it.
Goes out into a lane, gives himself a wedgie and wakes up with the fry.
Yeah.
If you're not aware of Jim's carry on with himself, Jim likes people. John likes most people. Jim's a very affable fella. You'd never meet Jim and not think he's a fucking lovely man. Except one person Jim hates is Jim. He's so hard on Jim. Jim doesn't give Jim a break at all.
It's a tough life. It's a
Jim
tough life.
Jim sits there and eats his breakfast. And he goes, that was lovely now. That was lovely.
Fucking, you didn't deserve that.
Yeah, you fucking... I hope you enjoy that, you fucking pig. Yeah, stuff in your fucking face. Look at you. When you should have been up an hour earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Think of all the people who didn't have a lovely breakfast, you bastard.
Didn't even think of them once, did you? You fucking fart-headed windbag of shite. You're like, Jim...
Oh, you have to treat them mean, PJ. I
treat them mean to keep your... It's you! Megan, you! You come into the studio sometimes and if Jim doesn't recognise you're walking in the door, you forget that he's got the still got the rope with the knot and whipping himself on the back.
Sorry you had to witness this, PJ. I should have been finished ages ago.
It's one of those quiet moments between two men when they suddenly try and talk to each other. Normally with Jim it's something like, you know when you have a bar of chocolate and you enjoy it, do you ever feel guilty over that? Do you? No.
Between us, we would make the shittest psychologist. Imagine us being therapists.
Oh, you'd have someone
wrecked. Do you know
wrecked,
something? That's now giving me an idea. We have got to get somebody to let us be agony ants.
That'd be in the May. I'd love that.
Between issues about
about everything. Yeah.
Well, but I mean the dreams. If the dreams don't
tell me
personify. Your approach. Yeah. And then there'd be me going, well, it was probably your fault. You probably deserved it, didn't you?
Yeah.
I tell you what did you do wrong? I'd say that was my fault, was it?
You
weren't even there, Jim. No, but it was probably my fault. What did you do? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You probably knew nothing about it. Somehow I did something wrong.
Somebody come in and go, I don't know what it is. I can't stand the look of my own face in the mirror when I wake up. I feel so bad about myself. And Jim go, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know I knew you. I didn't even know I knew you. I don't know you. Well, then I'm sorry I wasn't there when you needed me. I don't know what it is. What did I do wrong?
And then you jump in and go, yeah, listen, don't mind Jim there. Come here. You think you have a problem?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a dream about bread? Did you?
I think you have a problem.
Do you know how much I paid for an ice cream in a dream once? An
unbelievable nightmare last night. The price of diesel went up €1. Unbelievable. And you think your problem is looking and not liking yourself in the mirror? Jesus!
I tell you, because it'd be fantastic. It'd be literally, if we were doing agony ants, right? It'd be like having that, you know, the devil on the shoulder thing, one either side, one going, you call that a fucking problem? I'll fucking tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you problems. Well, I'll give you problems now.
Actually,
and then I'd be on the other side going, oh, Jesus. And now I tell you something, I'm going to have to, I'll have to jump off a bridge now after hearing that.
Yeah, actually, no, it's just crossed my mind that this is actually genuinely true. Less than 20 minutes ago, I'm still holding the coffee in my hand. The three of us went round to get coffee and we were walking back, right? And Jim genuinely asked me, do you generally ever wake up and feel like you've had a night's sleep? He did, genuinely. And now I've just realised why. Because I'm lying there and the worst thing that's crossing my mind is, fucking hell, I wonder if you measure the fox's legs, are they all exactly the same length? Or would one be slightly longer than the other three? And Jim is lying there going, Jesus Christ, what did I do to cause starvation in the world? I don't know what the hell it is about Brexit, but I just know it was my fucking fault and I have to figure out how to fix it.
I'm waiting for somebody to ring me up and go, see what you're doing?
Yeah.
See what you're doing with Brexit?
I hope you're proud of yourself. Theresa May has been up all night trying to get that deal through for a third time. You're like, I'm reading,
well,
sorry.
That's true. I said it to the lads because genuinely, like, and I try, similar to yourself and similar to Mike as well, in fairness, I try, you know, you have to try and get your, or you try for your 8 hours or whatever it is. So you're trying to get to bed at 9 o'clock when you're getting up at whatever, right? And all the time, even when you sleep, I wake up and I'm bollocksed. I'm like,
yeah.
It's obviously because, when I'm asleep, I must be fucking...
Yeah, you're there. You're going...
My body must go into overdrive.
Jim has dreams of himself being Hitler, sending people to the chambers, setting up Auschwitz. I didn't mean to do it. I thought it was Mosny. I didn't know. I thought they were going to Butlins or what? Yeah, and then just freaking out when he realises he's got it all so wrong. Then he wakes up, he literally feels like he's caused World War II. All the man is trying to do is go to sleep and wake up on time, trying to do no harm to anyone.
Yeah,
I'm lying in bed going, so which... Why does my dog... Is it the left ear of the dog or the right ear always stands up when he's thinking about food? I can't remember.
Why'd you be trying to find a therapist?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake, don't take it. Tell him we're closed. Tell him we're full.
Yeah, yeah.
I've stopped practising. Tell him to go away.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is his therapist. The miracle man.
Actually, this is my therapy. This is what I do for therapy. I come in here for 4 hours
that's
every morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And then fucking...
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that that's me and Mike are essentially your counsellors.
Exactly.
Which shows why things are actually getting a lot worse. Instead of better. At the start of the show, Jim just had a little bit of difficulty with himself. Now he's just going, what the fuck did I do? Look at those two idiots. It's probably my fault they're too feeding stupid as well.
You know what's going to happen as well later today? I'm going to be at home and I'm going to think, jeez, poor PJ, he must have been distraught over that wholemeal bread incident.
What can I do to bring down the price of ice cream? Collie's very upset over.
Oh,
God.
Fucking hell. There you go. Take that with you into the weekend.
Thanks
folks.
A million, Jim. I'm just going off to get your certificate of madness. It's over here next to the pills.